Hey, I'm here to complain about something that is on everybody's mind nowadays, which is gas prices. Why are they so high? There is no reason for gas prices to be $2.57, $2.60, $2.80 a gallon. There's no reason for it. The only reason I think the gas prices are so high is because of George Bush. He owns millions of acres of oil land in Texas, and the more gas prices go up, the more money he makes. Nonetheless, being in the president, but it just irks me to think that we're paying through the nose for gas prices when really there's much cheaper things out there. You have natural gas cars or propane, or I'm not getting on the hybrid crap because that's a bunch of shit. You get in a wreck, you can get shocked, and it's just not a good deal. I just think, for the sake of the country, please, George Bush, bring the gas prices down. And another thing, I got done watching a NASCAR race Sunday. It was the one at Watkins Glen. What is it with Dale Jr. and his driving ability? Everybody thinks he's the Grand Poobah of NASCAR, or whatever people call him, the son of the legend, Earnhardt. And that's the only reason he's famous. His last name. He's the son of Earnhardt. What could be worse for him, really? I mean, he was trying to make it legitimately in NASCAR, and he couldn't. You know, he's proven that he can't right now. He's running out of driving ability halfway through a race. He wrecks, and everybody wonders what happened. Ooh, what's wrong with Dale Jr.? Is it the crew? Is it the car? Is it him? I'll tell you now, the cars are great. It's him. He is a crappy driver. Sure, he can drive a car. Yeah, you have to be able to drive a car like that to get around the track at 200 miles an hour, but he's not that great. I just think the fans need to focus on people who can really drive. You know, people like Jeff Gordon or Jimmy Johnson or Carl Edwards or Michael Waltrip. Hell, Michael Waltrip's one heck of a driver, but he doesn't get any attention. He gets wrecked every race, and people think it's his fault. And it's not. It's the people behind him, people in front of him running into him, and there's nothing Michael can do about that. But, you know, I just think people need to quit focusing on Dale Jr. so much and focus on people that can drive, that actually have a lot of talent in it, and win races every season. Dale Jr.'s won one. Everybody else who has won at least two. I mean, you have to give him credit for that. And, you know, thanks for tuning in. This has been my first podcast. I'm going to wrap it up about 2 minutes into it. And I hope you get it tune in again about 2 weeks from now. I'll have a new one for you.